Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello. And welcome back to Race Chaser.
Race Chaser.
Vroom. A podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection, and dissemination of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Wait, am I not? I'm not supposed to say dissemination. I done fucked
up
drag.
It's okay. You switched it up.
I done fucked up drag.
Drag.
Starting from the very beginning.
You may want to start over from the beginning.
Of the mess of your life.
Of the mess on your face.
My name's Alaska. What's yours?
Hi, my name's Alaska. My name's Willow. What's yours?
Someone's going off script.
Girl, it's almost Groundhog's Day. We're going to be repeating ourselves.
Babe, when I tell you, they say Mercury's in retrograde. And I don't know if you believe in all that and the spirits and the this and the that and the psychics and the gorgiles and the tarot cards.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know Mercury Minx. So if she's spinning around doing a Kylie number, sure, it's retrograde.
I'm spinning around, around. This is just a friendly reminder to everyone listening. Fire up your Safari app on your phone right now while you're listening. You can do it while you're listening to us speaking, but we are nominated for a Queerty for Best Podcast. And so just like in government and politics, your vote is important. So use your voice. Because a lot of fine podcasts are nominated, but we just want to be Julia Louis-Dreyfus and win every time, no matter what. So
year after year after year after year.
Mimi, I'm first. I could not believe it. I want the same hacking software that Mimi, I'm first used to get second place in the fan vote for All Stars 1. I want that to just spam the Queerty website. Just hundreds of votes. We don't have to cheat because we have you, our faithful listeners, who will vote for us.
Yes. That would be a wonderful thing. And I mean, we're gaining listeners by the day. These new 13 girls are listening to us.
They are. The divas are. The divas are tuning in.
We've got production listening. We've got all the people listening.
Production. We have production as a secret guest, maybe. I don't know. I'm not telling.
You never know who's going to chase the race, darling. RuPaul's Drag Race. Call the AAA girls if it won't start.
Why don't you tell us what happened last week?
Well, girl, last week what happened was all 13 queens were finally together in the room for the first full maxi challenge. And Ru then split them into teams, three little teams, to act in original films for the RuPaul Mark channel.
Fun.
And
fun
though the
challenge.
Scripts were all quite familiar and similar. The judges' critiques were not. And after their choo-choo trains went up and down the runway, Simone won the challenge, and Denali and Kimora wound up in the bottom. And even though they were rooting for her, Kimora hit the bricks. But don't worry, it's still 100% pure love between the queens. Until this week, that is.
From the back to the middle, and the back to the middle, and the back to the back to the back to the back to the... This week is season 13, episode 5, The Bag Bowl.
The Bag Bowl.
We start with a beautiful lipstick message from Kimora, which says, "Keep chasing the sparkle. I love you, ladies. Kimora Hall." She's fierce. I love her.
Yeah, gorgeous. Never not the most beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, this is the time that the girls like to air out some opinions.
Grievances.
Usually via talking points egged on by production. But somehow I feel like this cast didn't need to be egged on.
No.
Because Candy tells the group right away, well, I think Elliot should have been in the bottom.
Yeah. And, and Elliot says in the confessional chair, my job is to impress the judges, not to listen to peasants.
She did.
Hate it, bitch.
I'll just say more to come on that. We're going to take a break on that one.
I mean,
Duper's like, no, you're not allowed to take a break. You can't just take a break whenever you want.
Only 6 minutes in. What are you doing?
This isn't The View. You can't just say, you can't just Whoopi Goldberg and say, you know what? Let's take a break.
Candy continues digging her own grave at this point, according to some girls, because she says that Simone is her biggest competition. And Tamisha says, no, no, no.
No, no, no.
We are all competition here. No, no, no,
no. No, no.
You haven't seen us yet.
Take it down. Take it down. Take it down. Take it.
And
I have a
it doesn't
feeling.
Sit well. It doesn't even stand well.
No, 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 no. I have a feeling that if Candy Muse is the type of girl that if you tell her to calm down, you're going to get the opposite reaction than calm. I think you're going to get something else. But you now, can see the sparks flying. There's 12 divas left in the room. And I can't wait to see how it turns out.
I just wish Coco Prue would come in with some tension tamer tea and douse all these bitches with it and give them the real tea.
Yeah.
Because some of them are heightened a little bit and they're yelling. And if you're going to talk about fighting, somebody needs to swing. If nobody's swinging, you're all talk, you know? So I was kind of disappointed that nothing happened.
Wait for Untucked.
Girl, nobody swung. I tried. I was watching. And like the hold me back. No, just separate each other when you're standing right near each other. Hit the bitch.
No. Okay.
No?
The opinions expressed by Willem are not the opinions of Race Chaser Corporation. No, I don't.
I want to see a goddamn fight. If RuPaul can have a kiss and two drag queens love each other, I can see two drag queens beat each other. The opposite of it.
Well, with the way things are going this season, I would not rule it out, and I would not be surprised. So,
I do not want Candy to hit Tamisha, though, because, you know.
No. See, it wouldn't work out either way.
Right.
I wouldn't want to see anybody hit anybody. Like, I wouldn't.
Oh, really?
No, I wouldn't.
Even to change that same old wig and belt that they've been wearing, knock it off them, maybe? Because I think some of the girls definitely earned a sock or two. And not in the titties
girls.
To make some breasts.
Yeah.
Girl, sock it to the bitch.
Sock it to me, daddy. Punch it. Punch it. Punch my kitty.
Kitty.
Punch that kitty out. Okay. The next day, RuPaul comes into the workroom and invites all of the gals to a birthday party to celebrate their inner child.
Oh, now the girls are doing quick baby drag. And the divas have 20 minutes to get into quick baby drag. And the most bouncing and misbehaving baby wins.
Bouncing and behaving is something RuPaul says often, referring to curly hair, right? I think
I'm
it's
not
a
sure.
catchphrase. It must be a catchphrase from like a shampoo or a conditioner or something. But it's like, but she has said, I'm keeping my hair bouncing and behaving. So this is a playoff of that.
I love that. Now,
what'd
one of the girls
of
borrowed my baby mask for this, but she didn't end up wearing this.
Oh, well, you know they don't like masks on Drag Race. Who were your standouts?
My favorite baby was probably, I thought Elliot was actually a funny baby.
She was.
Elliot with two T's. And I also thought that La La Ree did exemplary.
Yeah, I also have to give a shout out to Rosé, whose mother is Lil Pound Cake.
I saw. So cute. Congrats.
I thank you, Rosé. I thought that was a very inventive use of the baby on the back of the person kind of puppeteering gag. That was very funny. Also, I want to remind listeners, the Lil Pound Cake doll is available on AlaskaThunderfuck.com, and it talks. That's right, it talks.
I heard it does more than that.
Honey, I know that pound cake does a lot of things, and talking ain't one of them. No, it does really talk. Also, Simone was really funny because she just stood there, like, sucking on this bottle and just bouncing. And that's literally all she had to do. And it was a full character. I loved. That's all. I loved.
What the fuck was Tina doing? Why was she dressed as, like, Joan Collins?
I'm not sure.
Was she doing like Amy Grant as Baby Baby? Or what was it?
I'm taken with the notion. I don't know. It was not a set. Also, Joey J, what the fuck was this baby look to?
Girl, she looked like she was going to Tom Whitman's Elevation gay ski party.
She had,
I don't know what she was doing,
and a gray just like snuggler onesie. On. Yeah, a onesie, not a snuggler. And just and a pair of glasses. She said, "I'm gonna let my
dance." It didn't give me baby.
Boost.
It gave me ready to make a baby.
Cover baby, don't cover baby, baby.
So have you heard this that. RuPaul's? Oh wow, this. This RuPaul's birthday song.
No, what this? Maybe this is from the newest album, but I was like, it piqued my ear. I was like, oh, I haven't heard this one. I liked
it. It's a ditty bop, just a little ditty.
Yeah, diddly bopper.
A little bop.
Yeah, I like.
Lala Ri wins.
She does, deservedly so. Very, very.
Her crunk baby gave everyone what it needed. She did what she came to do.
What needed to be done.
And at this point, RuPaul announces the Maxi Challenge, which is the bag ball, darling.
Girl, they are putting the dolls through the paces this season. They said, we're doing the ball episode five. We're going to do a ball.
Episode five. And y'all ladies get to do it with one thimble and half of a working Singer machine. Because all the machines are broken, and I went on Twitter today, and I was seeing a girl from another season complaining about their machines not working too. I think that they do it on purpose now at this point, because our season started with five machines and we were down to two by the time I left. But we didn't have a lot of design challenges. But like, do you think they do that to like, you know, add to the tension, make all these machines break?
It's wild because I have a similar story from my season. We had
and
one functioning them. Machine, and Roxy Andrews put like a partition around it and said, nobody touch this without me telling me first, because if y'all break this one, we're not going to have a sewing machine. So she made sure that we had one functioning machine. Why is it the same story every season? I don't know. Maybe it does add to tension. I do not know.
Do they not desire the girls to have fully functioning equipment?
Or, yes, and or nice, fine things. Why don't we muse on this while we take a break? What,
I love
Dipper,
it.
What? Do you have something to say? You have something to say?
I was just going to ask, do you think you could pack a sewing machine in your luggage?
Well, girl, I know some girls did when they went home. Carmen and Manila.
Manila. Manila, that's legend. That is stuff of legend.
You don't want to give me the crown? I'll just wear this broken sewing machine on my head.
It's not honestly a bad idea, though, to take a sewing machine with you. So, ladies, if you're getting ready for season 14, make room. Leave room for a singer.
Or a brother. I would bring a brother, for sure. I like them. Great machines.
We're going to take a break on that one.
On that one.
The The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from Mother's Kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home-cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
So we're back with the bag ball, and the looks as follows comprise the bag ball. First is the mixed bag, which is a punny look of your choice that includes the word bag somehow in the description.
Yes.
The second look is the money bags, which is a boss bitch that says, I own everything, a.k.a. opulencia.
Yes.
And then the third look is a from scratch design and create a high fashion and show stopping runway look made entirely of bags. Bags, 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 grocery bags, sleeping bags, bags for every occasion, duffel bags, tea bags, and things of that nature.
Yeah.
Now, this is the point where the girls that have been like just the pretty girls coasting on personality and talent and stuff. Now, if they don't know how to sew, this is where they get them going, ooh, I don't know, but blah, 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 blah,
right.
blah. And the first girl up to do that is Simone. She's not a seamstress. So she does what every good non-seamstress girl does. She goes resort, honey.
Yes, go resort when all
resort.
Else fails.
Après pool.
Yeah. It was, you know, I mean, it was
Saint-Tropez.
Right. It was great to see a moment of like vulnerability with Simone, because I think we can all relate to being thrown into something that is outside of your comfort zone. And she was very vulnerable in that moment.
Name something.
Name something. What do you do successfully?
Name something.
Is the floor comfortable? Candy was left with some Jan Sport backpacks. And she says, Miss 2T's over there stole the bags that I wanted. So,
honey, if I was Miss 2T's, I would take everything that Candy wanted. I would say, this bitch.
Mama, baby, baby, mama, baby.
I mean,
mama, baby.
I feel like this wig that she wore, too, and I don't remember if it was the wig when she was yelling at Elliot this time or yelling at Elliot the last time when Candy and Elliot were going at it. Like, it's like that same blonde bus driver. But it looks kind of pinkish now, like she sprayed it with pink.
Who, Elliotina?
Yeah, do you think that's the same wig?
It's her signature hair. It's her signature. And she wore it.
See, that's why I don't have a signature on my emails.
She wore it when she walked into the workroom. And yeah, she has a signature kind of style of hair. That sort of
throw short. And go.
Right. I mean, yeah. Which, yeah. You know, branding is a thing. So I say go for it. Rosé and Eliotina are looking around the room and saying, okay, so she doesn't know how to sew.
Hey, girl.
That bitch over there has no idea what the fuck she's doing.
Oh,
okay.
My God, that those one? Girls the bald do, head.
The bald-headed brigade are not damn seamstresses. However.
So who comprises bald-head brigade? Simone, Candy, who else bald?
I think that's it. I think it's the two of them.
Well, Lala's bald and can't sew, so she might be included, but the edit make it look like it was just Simone and Candy.
Okay. All right. Well,
wait, Lala can't sew?
Stop. Utica comes over to Lala and says, these are the same machines that I have at home. For some reason, I punish myself by having these garbage machines in my house.
If you need any help, just let me know. And this is my favorite part where Lala just sits back and lets the bitch do it. She said, you're going to do all this. And I'm bobbing, keeping everybody laughing while the other girl's doing her work for her.
Yeah.
I love that. But it is kind of crazy that they didn't have someone walking girls through how to use the machines. We had Marco our season walking us through. So the fact that they didn't have some written instructions at least, or like something on the side of the machine, like this is how you do it. Like, no. Not even nothing.
No, those days
it's a disadvantage
over.
That they don't need to throw at the girls at this stage. They're already, like, emotionally jackhammered with all the shit that they put them through, jumping through rings and manipulations and going homes. Now it's like, thread a needle. And that would cause the main breakdown, you know?
Pass the camel through the eye of a needle. That's your main, that's your mini challenge. Simone is continuing to go through it about her design because I think she has something in her mind that she wants to do, but with the time and the materials and the sewing and the this and the that, she's like, I can't make the thing from my mind come out on my body. And she's kind of freaking out about it. But she has a support system and got Mick, who helps calm her down and like gives some suggestions. And Candy's there to be like, oh, yes, that will be a moment. That will be a moment, mama.
She said, turn the stripe around.
Oh, yes, that could be a moment.
Yeah. We find out that Tamisha put Lala up in drags for the first time, but she is technically not an Iman. But right. They are drag family once removed 5 years ago. 24 hours.
That's an Iman, Maury. Oh, I'm sorry. That's really dumb. But this is a wild connection that Tamisha put Lala in drag for her first time. That's wild. I love this.
There's plenty of stories of people getting up in it, and then years later, they're like, I'm a drag queen, and this is my mother. And then drag queen's going like, I don't remember giving birth to you.
Right.
I mean, Rhea had to ask Mayhem and Raja to be her mother like at least 3 or 4 times before they eventually said yes.
Oh, I love that.
So, yeah, mothers come and mothers go.
Right. Yes.
But what another thing that is gone was the material that Lala was using to make her outfit. Completely gone. Like, and they're...
We need to have her on to discuss
honey,
this.
Honey, I would let's just give her a podcast at this point because she is so entertaining.
She really is.
I am enchanted and enthralled every time the bitch opens her mouth. And it's she's just entertainment to me, pure entertainment. But she says, Lord, bitch, please help me out. And then she says, wait, Lord, you're not a bitch, but you know, please help me out. Or girl. She calls God girl.
she grabbed a little six-pack of gift bags and said, this is enough.
This'll work.
Like, there's 8 bags. There's 8 tiny gift baglets in the final look. We'll get to that. Okay.
I feel like she just took all the queerty gift bags. And right. Stapled them to herself.
Girl, she went to the House Labs launch and she just said, I'm going to take these. I'm going to take these glam attacks.
Three of those.
I'm going to take this myth liner.
Can I have the chained ballerina, please?
Very, very that type.
I just don't know why she didn't like cut the bags in half so she had a loop at the top and a loop at the bottom, you know, cut it vertically. So then she would have had more material, and then it would have been like a loop at the top of the bust and then like at the like bottom area. It would have looked perfect on her, and then just belted that over the corset and then another layer of bags underneath as a little skirt. And boom, you have a cocktail dress.
Some things in life defy explanation. Utica explains that she doesn't have ball culture where she comes from. And so Tamisha says, well, category is impromptu ball in the workroom, which this is very fun. I love this.
She gives it. This is the Jesus is a biscuit moment. All the girls just enjoying themselves and watching and having fun. And Lala walks the category.
She does. Her
wig has some issues, but she twirls it and I don't think she got the chop. Denali comes in and Denali kikis and does a little duck walk, and then Joey J comes in and gives his bad knee, and he says, I will not be dipping, I will not be Christina Milianing,
right?
I will go back to my workstation and finish the assignment.
She said, I'm not gonna Shangela this right now and be carried out of here on a stretcher. I'm not going to Eureka O'Hara this and be invited next season, okay? This is not... Maybe she's saving the knee injury for the main stage, which I understand.
I do know that she sewed that tongue thing in the workroom last week.
Oh, wow.
For the trains runway.
That's fierce.
Yeah, I just saw that on Twitter. And that was my favorite part of that outfit last week. So props to her on that. Props to your mama. RuPaul only gives a couple of walkthrough chats this week.
And they do it two by two.
Two by two. Miss Candeliza Musingtons has her short shorts on again. And RuPaul notes
you
it.
Just love
and she
those
says, well,
short shorts, don't you?
I like to show my body.
I like to move my body.
My body.
RuPaul says, Simone, you need to watch out because you're very clever, but your saboteur demon is just as clever as you are. So be careful.
Maybe I don't have one of those, which would make a lot of sense, but what is an inner saboteur exactly? It's a voice saying that you can't do it?
Yes, that's what it
is. Why don't people just like... shut that off and go with the voice saying that you can do it in your head. Like, why choose to worry when you can choose, like, and plan for success? I don't get it.
Well, it sounds like you have cultivated the practice that RuPaul is talking about. But, I mean, this is something...
delusion.
Well, it is partially
by Jinx Monsoon.
Delusion. Convince yourself. It is partially that. It's like choosing the voice of positivity rather than the voice of negativity. But it's not
as... live in the light.
Right. It's not as easy for everyone as it is for you, Willem. So I'm glad that it's easy for you, though.
But like, if people think it's easy for me, it must be like a cakewalk for Simone, because she's like fucking beautiful. Like, she could go out there in an eye patch made from one little bag and say, this is my bag. I'm a to-go bag with a T and then the word a green light on her hand and be like, I'm to-go, see? And they would eat it up.
They would.
Like, she's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
Beautiful.
What are your musings on that, though, Candy?
I love it. And then RuPaul proceeds to pee. And then in the interview, they ask Candy about why do you think RuPaul has laughing problems? She's like, I don't know why this lady's laughing, but like, as long as she laughs.
Yeah, she doesn't know.
It's perfect.
I mean, I think it's because Candy is just naturally really charismatic and very funny, and obviously was not listening or following the conversation in any way. And RuPaul caught her in that and found that very funny, which it was.
God bless the child. The next setup is also very funny. Utica and Gottmik come down two by two to the table for the chatchings. And Gottmik brings an eye patch.
Yeah. Speaking of the eye patch.
I think her nipple cover had more surface area and square footage than what she brings over to RuPaul. And Utica brings over a fucking comforter. And it looks like one of those... octopus chandeliers that somehow went flaccid. And
flaccid, chandelier.
And the best part of this is at the end where Gottmik just holds up her little piece of fabric and goes, poor me. It's great. But I also have to give props out to our sister Utica, because I think I read that Denali said it, but she apparently helped every single person in that room with their ball outfits. And that is a sister. That is, you know, one of the things that they don't always show, but like there are good drag queens with good hearts out there that are.
Why don't we take a break and we'll go try to locate some more good drag queens. So it may be a while. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama... Okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag. And get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
Well, we are back, and are those boots scrunch boots?
It's a scrunch boot. Yes, yes, yes.
That should be a new category on Tudor Boot. It's like, it's a scrunch boot today.
Some of the girls are not taking kindly to their boots. And when they think that they are toots, and them saying, well, there's only one Tudor Boot and y'all need to keep your mouth shut. The girls this season are talking back. They got Twitter fingers, honey.
Oi, who says that?
Honey, all of them. Somebody said, last I checked, there was only one Tudor Boot and all y'all rip-offs, blah, 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 blah. The girls are going in.
We are salute or dispute, and we are in no way related to Tudor Boot. We are not affiliated officially. It is not a parody even. It happens. It's not even similar, if you ask me. I mean, it's like a completely different vibe. But how about these coach bags? Now, I have a piece of intel.
Give me the intel from Sutart Vaviers.
Apparently, these coach bags were kept on a very short leash, and the queens had to hand them back immediately after stepping off the stage. So they got to walk with them, and that's it. And they snatched them back from them. Girl, give the girls a free bag. Come on. Tina.
They took our bathrobes away from us after the wet t-shirt contest. While we were coming back into the room, they tried to collect them. And I did not let that happen. I kept the towel. They got the bathrobe back.
Bathrobes? You can't even reuse that. Or maybe they do.
They probably do. They were teal with red light, red writing on them. It's tawdry that they made the girls bring back their bags, you know?
Give her a bag.
Give her a bag. But Bob has an endorsement deal with Coach, so if anybody needs it and you're a little twink, cozy up to Bob. You might get a little purse.
Right. I mean, I think it's a really cool...
You might get your purse burst.
I think it's a really cool partnership. I think they should have gifted the bags to the queens because it ultimately does better because then all the queens are wearing them in real life and on social media. Now it's like, now everyone knows that you stole the bags back from the drag queens, so nobody wants to buy that bag that you stole back from the drag queens because none of the queens have the bag. So you defeated the purpose. Sorry.
Also,
okay.
Also, didn't they say...
When have you...
What?
When have you ever met a drag queen that said, ooh, you know what? I'm going to get my good coach bag tonight. No drag queen has ever tried to wear a coach bag.
I like those large clutches, though. It's very detoxed to me.
They're not the real bag. That's a large version of a smaller bag that they make. They don't produce that bag.
Then what is the fucking point?
Because it's just
thing.
To get their name. It's to get their name on their on the TV show. And for RuPaul's Drag Race, if you want to do a challenge like that, the T is you have to give them the materials and $100,000, the whole prize money. So they make their prize money multiple times over from all of the sponsors. They're set.
Should we do a GoFundMe just so we can get like...
A coach bag?
Should we do a GoFundMe to raise $100,000 to get our product placed on Drag Race? And RuPaul has to say, you get to do a race chaser themed runway.
Oh, God. I would live.
That would be sickening.
Sickening? No.
That's why it's even more fucked up that they took the bags back, because it's not like they were like, we got to put these back in inventory. It's not even a bag they produce.
No, it's so
who
shady.
Who the fuck wants a lilac bag with binary code on it?
I do, mama. I do, baby. Baby mama, I do.
Okay. Well, okay. I was not pleased that they did that. I was also kind of worried that I was like, Candy, if you're trying to have a crush on a boy and cozy up to him, you don't see, I understand what she was saying, that she didn't think that he should wear what he was going to wear because she'd rather have him probably buck naked. But like, honestly, this outfit to me, it looked like very Madonna Holiday, Blonde Ambition Tour. Remember that like outfit that she wore with the black and white dots?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very
I didn't have a problem with it, but I'm...
Yeah, me neither.
We are seeing a burgeoning romance between queens. Right before we have a really poignant conversation about the Black Lives Matter movement, which was really like at sort of like at the time of them going and filming this, I think it was right around like George Floyd's murder and like, so this was a major conversation and it still is, but these girls were very much in it at the time. And I thought it was really nice that this conversation took place on the show. I liked it.
For Lala Ri, it literally hit close to home, like 2 minutes from her home. She said it's the Rashad Brooks. He was murdered at the Wendy's that she goes to. And Tamisha adds in the importance for the Black trans lives as well, which I'm glad they put in there. I'm glad they're realizing now that trans people should be recognized on their show, not just stolen from with their taglines. Do you want to go to the main stage, girl? Queen's walking.
I do want to go to the main stage. We see RuPaul in a short, flirty, pink party dress. Patty
and
Park
blue
place.
Eyeshadow.
But I loved her makeup on this episode.
I loved everything about it. She looks like a doll that Nicole Byer would own as a child.
Very that.
I love how RuPaul looks.
Michelle Visage very cleverly lined up her garments. She's wearing the same dress as she wears on Drag Race UK, which this can't have been easy to do because it's not like they're filming at the same time. She goes to the UK, films her season and then in a block, and then comes to the US and films her season in a block. So is it coincidence? Is it planned? I don't know.
I mean,
I was impressed, yeah. Though. I like it. I like a queen who will rewear some shit.
And it's Leopard. You weren't never not going to like that shit, bitch. Carson Kressley is there, and he tells RuPaul that he enjoys tea bags.
Nicole Byer is back again. We love to see her anytime. Mm-hmm. So glad she's back. Now, we have a runway that is 36 looks, and we have 4 minutes. We were trying to get through the first part of this segment in 2 minutes. And
we could do this. 10 seconds a girl, honey. We got this. First up for the punny look is Denali, and she does an airbag crash test dummy look.
Yes. Love this. These are clearly brought from home. These are clearly prepared looks. The executive realness and the mixed bag look are clearly prepared ahead of time.
This gives me Gaga paparazzi driver.
Very that type of tease. We have Joey J giving us Ivy poison.
Yeah.
Ivy Park. Lala Ri is giving us Bag of Bones, which I like the concept of this.
Me too. Needed more bones.
Honey, yes, some more bones.
I've had more bones on my plate after wings.
These old bones will tell you stories.
The concept is good. The hair is great and big and lovely, and she's giving it. Elliot comes out in a very well-made dress as a gift bag.
It's nothing groundbreaking, but it's clean. It's clean.
I wish she would have hung this hair upside down or pumped it up a little bit, because she's either in like a short, like off the shoulder wig, or like long and flat with a curl. And right. I just want some volume in her hair a little bit.
Right.
And she has a special message to RuPaul.
Yes. Yeah. But it was cute.
Yeah. What'd you think of Tamisha?
Tamisha Iman
gave it a character.
She's doing that old bag. And she is, Michelle later says that it's more about the characterization than it is about the look. And I definitely see that. I feel like she could have gone even more old, like more ancient with it. But it looks good.
There's a lot of things that could have been done. Simone, she comes out as fun bags, big old titties and a velvet sequin gown.
Funny.
Looking like a LaDonna doll.
Very that. This is a Diana Ross reference. Diana Ross did this look.
With the titties?
Yes. Like, I saw a side-by-side of the original, and I had,
really?
I didn't know about this reference, but I'm sure RuPaul knew.
I'm sure she did.
Olivia
in this, it looks like Simone's look, but in a, like, pink and red version of it, which I'm not mad at. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
This wig... Honey,
do you think she was just so pissed when Simone came out the first day in the boxer look? Or were they like not even in the same
grouping? They're on the same squad. They're on the winner's circle.
So do you think she was pissed? She was like, fuck, now I have no fucking bag pun look. God damn it. I'm going to wear it anyway. Give me your hair. Can I borrow your hair that you wore? It's like literally the same. It's very similar.
Gottmik's body bag. Now, I was lucky enough to see this being produced a little bit because my neighbor is the one that made this. Shout out to Marco Marco. Deep salute of the week. Mm-hmm. Just the way that like the wig was kind of wet like around the neck and then like applied and just everything. It was a deep salute.
It's those styling touches that and the clear bag. I mean, there's so much interest to get into on this. It's really just brilliantly done. Fabulous.
Rosé, best I've ever seen her look right now in this little cute little flirty Scott girl look with the bagpipes.
Bonnie Lass.
Going for her Scottish heritage.
Bonnie Bedelia. she looks amazing. This is sickening. Yeah. It's such a smart choice. It plays to her heritage and she looks fucking amazing.
And it just says, you know, I love a dress that says blow me.
Yeah, blow me Malone. Tina Burner, this was funny to me. Brown bagging it. The characterization is funny. I like the garment. The necklace says liquor store. I don't know. I liked it.
Candy Muse is a big bag of tricks.
To say.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I don't like fake drunk. To me, is like the least funny thing.
Okay.
It just never plays with me well. I don't know why.
Which is why I prefer to just get real drunk.
This is why we worked well together.
Right, exactly. Candy Muse, this is a deep salute for me on today.
Honey.
We've seen like a little bit of magic tricks on Drag Race, but we haven't. I mean, that extending pole, then the purse turns into a cape and she's pulling shit out. Bravo. I love this. You could tell she was fucking feeling her pussy on this because that was a sickening look. Very, very good for
execution. And, you know, it didn't show on her face that she was like working at it the whole time. It looked effortless.
Really nice.
Speaking of effortless, this doggy bag look from Utica, it's like a French poodle / 90s Chanel with a little bit of like Stella Tennant in there and grunge. And like, it's perfect. It looks like it came straight off of a runway for Chanel. And the hair is great. The scale is great.
Her eye for styling is really like out of this world. It's like fucking some Violet Chachki. Like, this is something Violet Chachki would have worn on her season, I feel like.
And legs a million miles long. Like, the girls like Mama Queen and Utica, just these tall, beautiful girls that can pull off anything. Because pants on the runway, not always easy.
If you can wear slacks and trousers on a runway. And look feminine. Very nice. Very nice. Money bag. Denali.
I'll need the routing number.
It's written on the coach bag, actually.
Oh. Joe J. Denali's Cruella DeVille editor-in-queef look with the long nail cigarette holder. Honestly, for me, the nail made it.
Really like, otherwise, fierce. Really, yeah. Really fierce. I love this. Joey J, giving us sort of Annie Lennox, eye patch binary
now
code.
Has he done a black pant on the runway yet? I know the answer
black
to that,
leggings.
But I have intel on this. These pants were made for Miley Cyrus, and they were not used by her because it looked like fallopian tubes and the rhinestones up at the top, I guess. But Gottmik took them to summer camp and let Joey J borrow them.
Work. I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, she
sisters
looks cool.
Sisterly.
She looks like a Bond villain.
Yeah. She looks like, you know, A lesbian dominatrix at a job fair. The purse does not match the outfit at all. And that's something that I was like, huh?
And some of the some of the girls did a purse that sort of was a complementary color. It wasn't like the exact color, but this color choice was odd with Joey J.
The purse works with some of the accent color ones, like Gottmik's worked and Lala Ree's worked. Lala Ree is in this great Simone's work too. Yeah. Lala Ree's in this great print. It's maybe a little animal. Yeah. That's got some pink in it. And then she pulls that pink and then pulls all the flower colors and puts them on the purse. And she gives this ball headed and beautiful look woman who owns everything. Just talking, arranging things.
Very nice.
Gorge.
Very, very lovely.
What do you think of Elliot?
Elliotina, I think this is a Heather's reference because the big shoulder pads, the sort of bolo tie. I think it's a Heather's reference. I mean, it's clean. It's cute.
It's clean, but a pink bag with a red outfit?
Honey, maybe it's Valentine's Day, which is the only time it is permissible to mix red with pink.
I mean, I could deal with... I'd rather have a pink bag than a pink sock. I'll just leave it at that. Tamisha looks like the richest real estate agent in Atlanta right now.
Yes, she is.
She's very Housewives of Atlanta.
Yes, I will say the purse looks lovely with the jacket.
Agreed.
And I love the Carrie Bradshaw bows on the shoes.
Mm-hmm. I wish I just wanted a little bit more from it. Speaking of more, we get Simone pumping out in this that pink fabric that all the girls have been using to make water. I think Brooklyn used it in something. Rue used it.
I wore it on All Stars for my futuristic look. But it's a fabulous material. Look at how good that fucking looks on camera. And the styling.
It looks so great.
The hair, the knees that are unzipped or open. It's wild. It's fabulous. I mean, she's fucking. And then the mustard purse with the pink and red. Brava. God damn. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Not mad.
Olivia Lux.
Looking like a million bucks.
Olivia Lux. Looking like a million bucks.
This Secretary Pool 1950s, 70s, 60s look for me, it was cute, but it didn't do any favors for her shape-wise. Like even the middle part, if she had a little belt around that. It was a cute outfit, but compared to the girls that killed it in this runway, it was just okay for me.
Right. I mean, it's unfortunate she had to walk directly after Simone, Simone's look was very fashion forward and sort of pushing boundaries. And then Olivia's look, I mean, there's nothing fucking wrong with it. It's gorgeous. Yeah. It's clean. She looks fierce. So, I can't say anything bad about it. I mean, it's great.
And they sandwich her on the other end with one of the best outfits anyone on the judging panel has seen. Gottmik's. I think it's... Who did this suit? Brian something. But it's gorgeous. Bah. It's fully stoned. Just the silhouette. They cut to RuPaul going just gaga over it. All the judges want to wear this.
I bet RuPaul's going to wear it in the promo for next season. That's how much she liked it.
Why not?
Brilliant.
It's Brian Hearns, H-E-A-R-N-E-S.
Wow.
His stuff's amazing. Gottmik looks amazing.
Pairing the red purse with the red lip. Very nice.
So smart to do. And Rosé comes out in this outfit next that is immediately iconic to anyone that's seen Big Business. Mm-hmm. It's the Bette Midler little scoochy outfit. And no notes. I mean, it's an exact replica. I would have loved it a little more draggy, bigger tits and bigger hair, but she looks great and she is giving the movie 110% down boots.
Yeah, I love this. And I thought the purse choice was fabulous with it. And I love they did the split screen of her mirroring herself, which is what happens in the movie. I loved it. I thought it was fabulous. Tinta Bernta. This reminds me of Bob the Drag Queen's houndstooth
pit stop. Yeah.
she did a whole like series of Houndstooth looks and very, you know, very in this sort of world. So I feel like I've seen it before, but it's fabulous. I mean, she looks great.
Yeah, not reinventing the wheel. Looks great.
Right.
Utica.
What about Candy Utica's, Musington?
Oh, she's next.
She's made of money. I love this. She's made
Tiger,
of money.
Tiger Lily made this look for Candy Muse, and I'm obsessed. It's just like money in all the right spots. The little bows on the garter. What an inspired fucking touch. It looked like butterflies made out of hundos. The mint green bag, like the pistachio green. And if you look at Tiger Lily's account, you can see Candy's hair piece before it was crushed when she traveled with it, I guess.
Oh, man.
It had like a little more roll and like a little more suaveness to it. It looks a little crushed on the runway. Still beautiful. Love it. What a great idea. Like giving so money cool. CEO.
So cool. She looks, her pussy's on fire this week.
I can see Nicole looks, Byer in this instantly, you know?
Yes, definitely. Utica is giving us Carol Burnett meets the musical Chicago. And
it's so good.
It's really good. These fucking giant sort of brooch earrings on the lapel. I mean, it's her styling touches are really, really unique. I wouldn't be surprised if she has eaten acid in her lifetime because her brain works in really, really interesting ways. And I fucking love it.
Who hasn't eaten ass, and how does that introduce
acid, not ass?
Oh, I was like, how does rimming influence fashion? she's not in Chaps, darling.
We're gonna take a break on that one.
We'll take a break on that one.
Gonna gag us with her baggus.
Gag me with your haggis.
Gag me with your she baggus.
It is a well-known fact that there is a podcast called The Chop where they talk about each and every episode of RuPaul's Drag Race UK. And so we just want to check in with our divas, Manila and Latrice, and find out what's going on in the UK.
Oh, wait, let me just get a little nibble on these nuts, these Ruby Red Royale nuts.
And we call it the UK
Minute.
It's the tree.
And Manila.
And this is your UK Minute.
Oh, Britannia. On episode 3, it's a frenemy design challenge. If you and I were in this, would you win the best worn best look?
Girl, history has proven the answer to that is a resounding no. So that's what history has proven. I mean, I would like to think I would, but we know that you turn it. So. Oh. I'll give you kudos.
Okay.
You have any problems? Okay. You don't have no problems, son. We already know this. So,
I mean, I do, because like that's why I pay people to sew my costumes now, because they'll do it much better than I do. But if I'm in a tight jam and I need to get something done, we'll make it work. We'll fake it till we make it. You know,
that's how you do it.
That's how you do it. A shocking elimination this week. Do you think she should have gone home?
Based on the lip sync, yeah. I just hate that the challenge made it that way, but...
Yeah, it was kind of disappointing. But for more recaps of Season 2 of RuPaul's Drag Race UK...
Check out The Chop every Tuesday here on The Mom Network.
All right, final segment. We'll do the runway and then...
That's what you think. We're doing 3 more.
Toots. We are back.
The finals.
This is where this is where it really comes down to it, because these are the looks that the girls have been working on all day and night that they have to make and build and construct themselves out of found materials. So this is really where the rubber is going to hit the road.
The category is Holly Hobby, Hokey Pokey, Slapdash,
Focus, Holly Hobby, Hobby Lobby.
Denali comes out.
Jerky, helter jerky skelter,
a flim flam. Denali comes out saluting her Mexican heritage again with the Dia de los Muertos vibe, sugar skull, gorgeous. She gives herself like a Pierre et Gilles type of like frame around her with like flowers and things. And like it's full concept and 10 out of 10.
Very well constructed and very beautifully done. I fucking love it. Denali's what do you think fucking of, sickening.
Sickening boots. What do you think of Joey J?
Look. I mean, she looks fine. She looks good. It's nothing. Yeah. It's not, you know, reinventing the wheel in by any means. It is very Madonna. It is like fucking Lice La Bonita, kind of that 80s kind of party kind of moment. And she looks pretty.
I think it's a great look. I wouldn't mind it at a show. I feel like there's something off with the scale of the hair. Like the ponytail is really long, but maybe it needs to be bigger to make her look more like if it was more like a gum ponytail.
Very.
It's not scaled to her head size, I don't think. And she's got too much business going on at the neck. And with that long ponytail, and I love the glove. It's just it needs some editing, I think.
Yeah.
A little bit.
A few little
But I
tweaks.
Like where she was going. Yeah.
And
yeah,
as
get
far
Courtney
as,
on it. That would be great.
As far as the construction, I mean, I think it's very well done. It doesn't look fucking thrown together out of a bunch of bags by any means. I think it looks good.
No. It's very Gaga meets Minnie Mouse.
Lalaurie.
Ooh.
What does she do for all these hours?
Honey. And they instantly cut to Nicole Byer just going huh?
Right. What did she do for all the hours? Maybe she had other stuff to do. Maybe
well,
she did
walk. She walked at least one category into Misha Amman's ball.
She did. She was
and, like,
snatching
you
trophies,
know how balls are.
So.
Balls are. You're waiting around. Hurry up and wait. She was probably very busy.
Balls have always lasted a very long time, but they were never boring in my day. They were never boring.
Now, this is why I always used to do a bag check before I left my job at Limbo Lounge. You know, and sometimes they found things, sometimes they found something.
This is being possibly touted as one of the worst looks out of Drag Race history.
I think this is worse than Aiden Zane's, like, little cat toy dress. Remember that one?
It's worse than Jiggly Caliente, a Popoloptic as well.
Because at least Jiggly was busy. She was gluing shit until the last minute and doing stuff. This looks like the only bag I could think that I would want to put this in is a layaway bag.
Could someone count the actual amount of gift bags that are on the garment? And I just saw this on Instagram right before we hopped on. Cornbread Jeté, who's a queen here in LA, recreated this look. And now it's going to become a viral challenge. The Lalaurie challenge. Go ahead and get your gift bags from around your house. Get your hot glue. It'll take you 10 minutes. I mean, just do it and put it online. Maybe we'll do it. Maybe we'll do it as a mini challenge. Yeah. Or a bonus.
Ooh, you're going to give the Lalaurie experience?
The Entergy.
Entergy.
You know what? But I will say she still is giving Entergy. I mean, her energy, she's not like ashamed or like trying to hide it. She's like, hi, I'm fucking here and I'm still stomping this ass runway wearing this. So
you
for
know
that,
how it is.
I give her major props.
I don't know how she looked any of those judges straight in the eye.
She did. Without
at least a single, like, it is what it is, Santa, you know?
Nope,
not even one.
Not one. She didn't.
She said, this is what you're getting.
Yeah, exactly.
This is Club Kid. Elliot comes out next in, it looks like a rich rancher's wife in the 1950s going to the pool in a pink beanbag look with a matching clutch. I love the color of the hair. I wish it moved a little bit. It's just so like Betty White right now for me.
Instead
of Betty Wright.
Constructing a jacket is not
out of
an
a beanbag
thing to do. And she clearly knows her way around a sewing machine. People were doing comparisons of this and my painted pink and white wedding dress, which is similar, but not even in the same fucking realm because she made this ass thing. This is really, really well done. I think she looks really good. I like this.
Tamisha comes out looking like, do you remember that one gown that the winner from Project Runway season 2 did, or season 1? It was all like sheared layers from like black to magenta.
Okay.
And then he had big headphones on. Princess wore it to the season 4 premiere too.
Oh, work.
She found it on auction. This gives me that, like lots of different textures and things, but it also needs some editing. The cuffs and the shoe and the necklace, it feels like a daytime outfit, which she accessorized with nighttime things. Like if she gave it a nude shoe and then took off all the black stuff, I think it would have been a different outcome, because it's kind of Mother of the Bride for me right now.
Right. And I mean, she has a terrific figure, but the way that the gift bags are right in the center, it's like where that should be cinched in is sort of like it shoots out because she has the little like silk gift bags. So yeah, a few little tweaks would have benefited this look.
But great use of the materials.
Girl, I love sparkle. We love to see sparkle.
Not mad.
Holiday sparkle and a holiday shine. These are the things that make us feel different.
I appreciate a holiday heart also. Simone is coming out in resort. She made this little bralette, and then I would wear this in an instant.
Absolutely.
You give me a blonde braid and that's me, bitch.
Not mad at all. Love it. I mean, she looks gorgeous. Girl, put her in a bra and a mini skirt and, honey, walk.
Crown it.
Turning it.
Olivia, this outfit looks like we don't need another hero meets Tinkerbell.
Yeah, this was one of my favorites.
I love it. Yeah, I'm not mad at it at all.
The styling choice of just doing the few pieces across the forehead took it to, we're in another sort of realm. We're in Wonder Woman. We're in Gladiator, which was really smart. And it's a beautiful color scheme. This is one of my favorite looks.
I think the hair needs to be bigger, but I always think that. Gottmik.
That says that on your bumper sticker on your car. Your hair should be bigger. If you're reading this, your hair should be bigger.
I have no notes for Gottmik's Joan Jett Matrix look.
I mean, wow. But
yeah, he posted the little, I keep correcting myself, but I know I'm allowed to call her she or he, but sorry. He posted the inspiration on his Instagram of what kind of was in his mind when he was constructing this.
Yeah.
And it's really cool, and you see where it comes from, but I like his version way better with like the silver and I feel like that's a little Marco like slingshot bodysuit panty thing underneath it too.
The one leg, I mean, it's fashion forward. It's like the shoes are different colors.
It looks like a fashion illustration.
Yeah, really, really brilliant. The hair choice is like so ahead of the... Just really, really brilliant. Gottmik, you can't touch her fucking fashions. You can't.
Crown it. Rosé.
Uh-huh.
Rosé continuing this streak on the runway of wowing people. This dress has like... It's like one of those kids rides where the kids in the swing spin and then they go up. This is great. And she made it look like these bags came from the factory like that, when in fact she cut them in half. She has this hair on, which is not, this is not hair you wear for trade at all. This is show hair.
This is show hair. This is one of my favorite looks on the runway, because you can really tell where the bags are, that this came from purses. She took it and it's so beautifully constructed. Her execution on the runway with the spins and the spins. I mean, I'm surprised she didn't throw up like Willem at the end of the runway from all the spinning.
She probably would have thrown up if she was cinched the way Violet Chachki would have liked her to be.
So fabulous.
But she wasn't.
I love it. I absolutely adore it. Tinta Burnta. Now, this is an example of... You can't tell that it came from bags. It looks like it's faux leather made into a nice dress.
You can't tell that it was made from bags, but I would want it to go back in the bag.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Hated red is like my least favorite color to wear, but she looks great. And honestly, she can get from the front of the runway to the back of the runway in 3.5 steps.
Right, she can. And it's a very well made garment.
Yeti stride.
Yeah, yeah. It's a well-made garment. She's pushing her brand, red and yellow. So yeah, she did that. She has suspenders.
Mm-hmm. First day of school, college, home, is Candy Muse. Wow. I'm incredibly pleased by this look. The hair makes it. Like, the little girl hair.
Yeah.
I'm not mad. The little pink glitter on the cheek was Utica's glitter. Utica let her borrow some glitter. I'm thinking Miss Congeniality this season, hopefully, if she doesn't win.
Yeah. Yeah, Candy, her character on the runway was a girl on the schoolyard ready to get into a fight, and she stuck with the character so well that she went into Untucked and actually got into a fight. It was great.
Honey, Candy looks like the girl that took my TI-34 calculator.
Fuck. Those things are expensive.
She said, Texas Instruments, that's for me. Utica, with the sleeping bag.
Just otherworldly, dude.
Everything. This is what you want to wear to a rave in the Alps.
Very. I mean, it's fascinating. You could stare at this way longer than the length of what we're seeing, what we're given on a runway. Mm-hmm. It's so beautifully made, and just the silhouette, the styling choices, the
Mia Farrow hair.
Right. It's really, really brilliant. One of the best of the day, definitely.
One of the best I've ever seen on the runway from a construction challenge. For absolutely. Sure. Here for it. I found out last week.
What?
Candy's train look. She wasn't allowed to wear the look that she planned. That's why she wore the sheer look or whatever.
Why wasn't she?
Because she had a 46-foot train, and they said it was unmanageable on the runway.
How dare you, LaToya Jackson, tell me my hair is unmanageable? How dare you?
Unmanageable.
Well, the safe divas are Denali, Elliot, Simone, Olivia, Tina, and Candy.
And half of them are mad, bitch. They're mad that they didn't win. They thought that they should, and they immediately tell everybody. I love this Untucked.
Exactly. That's a good one.
The judges are kind, but they can tell that Joey J is a gluer and not a sewer. Which is quite the distinction on Drag Race. That's saying, good job. You like lip syncing? And then if you ever have to explain your outfit, it's not going your way, honey. And I feel like she knew that. And, you know, trying to explain a joke to Carson, you're never going to win.
No, you just go with it. And Nicole Byer tells her that exactly. LaLaurie, you know, they just can't get over the bags glued to the black, you know, corset.
The funniest line of the whole episode is when Nicole Byer, right before the Bring Back My Girl, says, "You mean Utica made that outfit in the time it took LaLaurie to glue 10 bags to herself?" I had me, the guy I was seeing, Anthony, one more person, and we died in the room. All of us LOL'd, falling on the floor, cracked out laughing. So funny. So funny. Nicole Byer is just effortless.
Nicole Byer is brilliant.
Yeah. Tamisha's looks for the judges weren't drag enough. I feel like they wanted a little bit more, and they said her final look was a little too busy with too many fabrics. And Michelle also tries to kindly tell Tamisha that she should blend her makeup for the runway a little bit better. And then they go in for the close-up shot. Just to really support Michelle's directive.
Right, exactly.
Because, I mean, you know, I always wondered why my aunt would let those hairs on her chin grow, but then I realized it was because she couldn't see them, I think.
Okay.
So, like, I don't know, 49?
Right.
Maybe she can't see as well up close in the mirror. That's the only reason I could think.
I mean, there are little adjustments, but overall, I think her makeup looks fine.
In the wide shot, looks totally fine. But then you go in close, and then you're like, oh, that's what Michelle was talking about, you know?
Right.
I think. I'm not mad.
Got Mick. They can't say enough about her. They love her. They love every category. Also, same with Rosé. They love her looks. They thought the Bette Midler was too much of just a recreation. But, girl, it was a good recreation. So
yeah, it was spot on. They love her metallic ball outfit for sure. And Michelle says nothing was wrong about Utica at all. Her fashion sense impressed everybody. And Nicole, once again, she said, you made this in the same time that Lala glued bags to herself.
Indeed. So good.
It was gag to me that she didn't win. But I think that suit that Gottmik wore in that second look, that's what cinched him the prize.
That's true.
But Rue does make it a point to say to Utica, outstanding work this week. That's and right. Getting a compliment from RuPaul, honey, is money in the bank. They come out of left field, and when you get them, you hold on to them.
Right.
But I would have loved to seen Utica also with a little tip with all the help he's given to all the girls. But right. Whatever. Gottmik deserved it. Killed it.
Rosé and Tamisha are deemed safe, and so the bottom two are Lala Ri and Joey J, lip-syncing to a song that we've all heard once or twice. It's called Fancy by Iggy Azalea and Charlie XCX. I love this lip-sync. It was very tight. They both were really, really great, but I thought Lala's performance was just, I mean, she's that girl. She's lip sync assassin kind of fucking tease.
Do you find it funny that Joey J was sent home by a wigless queen when he challenged to be the wigless queen?
Drag Race works in mysterious ways.
Honey, they'll show you who you are and then flip it upside down and kick you out.
That's right.
Lala's outfit was more of a liability, honestly, because at any point she could have slipped. But the point that I loved the best was when she kept eye contact with the judges' table and dropped down into that pussy split. No girl. Legs bent. Girl. No, like, oh, I'm going to fall over if I don't use an arm to support myself. No, Mystique. Girl. It was the split.
Girl.
Honey.
And the thing with the dollars throwing, Joey J had the flourish of all the dollars. Up. And Lala was like, this song's about being a rich bitch. I'm going to go around the stage and pick up the dollars.
Honey,
so fucking
living.
Funny. So good. It's very sad to see Joey J go. But you know what? Lala Ri.
Who's gonna narrate the season now?
I don't know. Joey J, she
did give some good interview moments, but Lala Ri's also giving great interview right now. So
Candy Musington.
The Musingtons.
Speaking of which, did you catch Untucked by any chance?
Honey, I am an Untucked watcher now. I'm an Untucked watcher. Oh, an Untucked watcher. This is one of the Untucks that if I were there, it would probably give me PTSD. Because just really the amount intense. Of yelling and stuff, I don't respond well to yelling. I enjoy it when it's other people.
Shouting and screaming.
When it's yelling at me, I go into a me that I don't like, which becomes violent. And I've learned my lesson and I've done my time for that. So I usually remove myself from situations when there is yelling like this. But I really wished one of the girls hit each other.
It was really intense and one of the more memorable episodes of Untucked. I mean, Candy and Tamisha really get into it. And neither one of them is backing down, and it just sort of escalates and escalates. And you know, I think the person who really is the most responsible for escalating the whole scenario is the bee from outside, because that was just ignorant. I would not be surprised if the bee got sent home next week.
Honey, that bee got in all their bonnets, let me tell you.
Category is bonnets on the runway.
Girl, so many bees. Now, I want to say about my Race Chaser experience, there are girls I don't care for, but I will commend you on your podcasting.
There is a fine line between confidence and arrogance. Okay.
Honey, little Richard said it best. He said, I'm not conceited. No. He said, I'm not conceited, I'm confident.
Okay.
And like, okay. I definitely think that there's a difference for sure there. I don't know whose side to take because I'm just entertained at this point. I don't need to choose a side, I guess. But it is nice to see Joey and Lala have like a little moment before Lala destroys Joey.
Right.
Yeah, that's always nice to see. Like,
can I ask a question about, did you see Lala brushing out a wig in Untucked? Did you catch that moment?
Yeah, I thought she was going to put it on or pull it out.
So look, during the lip sync, there's like a moment when it looks like she's getting into her purse, or at least trying to open the purse.
The wig is in the bag, isn't it?
I bet she was going to try to throw a wig on at some point, because then at the end, she can't open it up, so she just slaps that bag right on top of her head.
Honey, I would have ripped that zipper so quick. But honestly, I loved it because she threw that bag at the top of the lip sync, mm-hmm. and then by the end, she put it back. Like, it was just like candy with the radio, you know? You had a button, mm-hmm. it was funny, it was mm-hmm. perfect. And Lala Ri is going to be an entertainer that everyone is going to know for the next decade. She's going to be the one of the girls from this season that sticks around, I could tell. If she doesn't win, she's going to be one of the ones that sticks around, because I cannot imagine going to a bar and seeing her and not having fun with her and wanting to like get it. I want to get a picture with her when I meet her. Like, she's that girl. I'm excited by her, and this lip sync only makes me want to see more what she can do this season.
And just a piece of advice.
Gotta go.
Beep, beep.
Come back next week. Vote for the queer tea.
Piece of advice, keep your fucking wigs away from your fucking zippers. This is number one on my fuck. It will ruin your life and thereby everyone else's life around you. We want to thank you so much for joining us for Race Chaser this week. My name is Alaska. Willem is checking the doorbell. But a reminder, we are nominated for a Queer Tea for Best Podcast, so you can go on over to queertea.com/queertees2021 and give us a vote. Give us a vote. Why not? I don't know. Whatever. There's amazing podcasts nominated. Sloppy Seconds is also nominated. Yeah. Fucking Sibling Rivalry is nominated. So, you know what? Vote with your feelings. Vote with your heart. That's what I say.
Vote your conscience.
Vote your heart. We would love for you to write a review of our podcast on your podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe and take a moment to leave us a rating, too. Dipper, why don't you do this part?
I'm trying to hook up my earphone.
You can follow the dolls at Willem. Oh, there she is.
Follow me out the door, darling. You can follow the dolls at Willem. She thought she'd replace me. The only Alaska 5000. And our Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod. Our Mom Podcast account is at Mom Podcasts.
Plus, bonus video content is available now at patreon.com/Willem.
Willem.
And we just posted a video of our season 13 sister cosplay. So we recreated some looks from the divas of season 13. It's pay to play. Choose the video you want and leave the coins on the dresser. And you can search for the Race Chaser content by searching the hashtag Race Chaser.
And you can email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. And please remember to wear a mask, wash your hands, wash that ass too. Socially distance yourself and respect each other out in the world.
That's right. Bye.
Beep, beep.
Race Chaser. Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.